ازاي خديش مثلا بيمر ياخد من السوق نخز ازاي خديش بس دانيال شيني بس يشوف فالك This week's parsha, this is Shabbos Shuvah, it's Parshas Vayelech. So I thought that this week we should do the mitzvah of Hakel is in this week's parsha. And the mitzvah of Hakel is on the year after Shemitah, which is this year. You know, we don't have a Hakel b'zman hazeh, we don't have a melech and whatever, but because fakert, you know, usually we learn the halachas of things that we can't fulfill ourselves, so we should learn the halachas of the things that we can't fulfill ourselves. And the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayelech, Vayitzav Moshe Oson, Lemor, Miketz Sheva Shonim, Vemoesh Nas Hashmita B'chag HaSukkos. So, after 7 years, after the Shemitah year, that Sukkos is when the time, Mevo Kol Yisrael Eros, Bnei Hashem Elokech B'Makom Asher Yivchar. So everyone was in Yerushalayim anyway. So Tikra Satorah Hazos Neged Kol Yisrael Bozneihem. They all come to hear the Melech read the Torah. Hakel Asa'am, you should bring the people. Hanoshim Vanoshim Vataf. Wow. Men, women, and children all come for the mitzvah of Hakel. And again, this is this year. I mean, again, we're not doing it. We don't have a melech, and we don't have the real Hakel. But we should learn about it because this is the year of Hakel. And then it says that Noshim v'Noshim v'Tav v'Gecha Hashem v'Sharecha l'man yishmu l'man yilmedu v'yaru as Hashem v'Kechem v'Sham v'Losos as Kol Devei Torah Zos. Then it says, "V'nei Amashel lo yamdu yishmu v'lamdu liyuras Hashem alokechem." The others that are not going to be able to actually learn, but at least they'll be there, you know, for the event. You'll feel the Yiras Shamayim. Okay, so this is the mitzvah of Hakel. It's interesting. The Eben Ezra, says very often Eben Ezra has a different shot than others. Eben Ezra says Miketz Sheva Shanim means the beginning of the Shemitah year. Interesting. And but Ba'am Masorah is not that way. That it's at the end of the Shemitah year. Meaning when Shemitah is over, just like now, the Shemitah is over, and now we go into the coming up Sukkos, and that's when the beginning of Chol HaMoed Sukkos is when they had this event. So it's interesting that the halacha is, it says, Tikra es HaTorah Hazos Neged Kol Yisrael Bozneihem, that you should read it, the king reads the Torah, Neged Kol Yisrael Bozneihem, in their ears. So there's an interesting tshuva. First of all, there's somebody, his name is Rav Moshe Parnas of Brooklyn, and he wrote this sefer, just came out, called Parshas HaMelech on the Mitzvah of Hakel. Rav Moshe Parnas, and he just came out this year with this sefer, and he quotes interesting makoros, things like that. So let's see some of the things that he discusses, and we could talk about these things. So the tshuva of Halachas Ketanas of Yaakov Chagiz, he says, Cheresh medaber ve'ena shomea, al yidei she'ose kli la'ozno. That there's a person can't hear unless he does put something in his ear. You know, today we would call that a hearing aid. So what's the story? Is he chayiv in these mitzvahs that you have to hear, like hakel? You have to, l'man yishmu. person doesn't hear is wouldn't be chayven in hakel. You know, this comes up for me. And my father, Zichrona Levracha, had a hearing aid. My father was in the Korean War, and he, the gunshots from the Korean War, they made him require a hearing aid in one ear. His other ear did not have a hearing aid, not because it was better, it was worse. The hearing aid wouldn't even help for the other ear. And there's a whole discussion in the poskim about, you know, the halachas of hearing aids. There's a rav in Baltimore, Rabbi Shokotovitz, has children with hearing aids, so he wrote a lot extensively on this topic of hearing aids. He wrote a whole sefer on Shomea Ka'oneh, Rabbi Shokotovitz from Baltimore, because of this. So the halachas katanas verse, he says, Nira Pashut Shechayiv b'shofar. He says it's pashut that he's chayiv b'shofar. He says just because he has his hard of hearing, he should be potter. In other words, the person who's potter from mitzvahs of shmiya is only if he can't hear at all. And therefore, if you could do it, putting something in the ear that would cause the ability to hear, so then the halachas ketana says then you'd be mechuyev to do it, and then you'd be chayev. Somebody who can't hear at all is a different story. I remember when I was zochet, when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, you know, in the beginning of the 80s. So those years, the minhag was that every yeshiva boy would go to see the stipler. He was the person. He was the address, the yeshiva machrim to go. And I went with my friend. We went to the stipler, Dr. Joel Pleader. I don't know if you know from Baltimore. He's an OBG in Baltimore. He's a friend of mine, and we would carry yavda together. And we went to the stipler together. So the stipler couldn't hear, but apparently, when in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu they speak about the shofar, so apparently he heard a little bit. He did hear something. It's not like he, because they talk about all his halachas of the shofar from the stipler. But I remember that you had to come in with a pre-written, any question you want to ask, you wrote on a piece of paper, and he would respond. But sometimes then he would ask you back a question. So the natural, you know, the natural reaction would be to speak back. But I remember we started speaking back. He said, "Eini shomea, eini shomea." You know, I also remember once I went with my father, Zichrona Levracha. We went once to Panovich to daven mincha, and Rav Shach was there. It was in the heyday of Panovich. Rav Shach was there, and David Pivarsky, and Rav Beryl Pivarsky, and Rav Shlomka Berman. All these people were there. And right after Mincha, my father goes over to me and he says, "You see, Rav Shach is wearing a hearing aid. You know, people with hearing aids, I guess, are sensitive to other people with hearing aids." So the Halachas Ketana says it's pashut that such a person is chayiv. Is chayiv b'shofar, because just because he lost his hearing, you know, he shouldn't be potter. And then he quotes a parallel with the Gemara in Sukkah about lekicha al yedei dover acher. In other words, normally we take the lulav, the dalaminim, in our hand, right? Lokachtem lachem. But what if you take it? You have like a you're holding on to a handle. It has to be derech kovet. It can't be a kli, some type of suder. And you put it around the lulav, and then you're holding on, not to the lulav, you're holding on to the handle, right? The handle that's protruding. So the Gemara says if it's derech kovet, then lekicha al yidei davar acher shmo lekicha. So even though you're not holding on to the lulav itself, but it's lekicha al yidei davar acher shmo lekicha. So says the halachas ketanas af anu nomar Shmiya al yidei dover acher, shma shmiya. That just like shmiya al yidei dover acher is shmiya, so too lekicha dal yidei dover acher. In other words, you did the dover acher. You didn't hold directly. You hold it with the handle, and you picked up the dalminim b'derech kavod. So you would be yotze if it's not a kli. So too the same thing. Even though you're not hearing, you need a dover acher to help. So, but if the dover acher helps, then you would be yotze. In the footnote here in the halachos ketanos, he says that this became the discussion of, you know, some people make havdalah for other people on the telephone, and other, you know, other ways. And that's a question whether that's called Dover Acher, or he says that some poskim hold that the sounds from a telephone or something like that is a totally different sound. It's not the, you know, that's a question whether scientifically that's parallel to what, you know, the Halachas Ketanos is talking about or not. But that was a whole discussion. But when it comes to Hakel, so this fellow of Moshe Parnas discusses, because over here it says Ba'oznehem. That's what he writes in the Sefer. It says Ba'oznehem. So if it's Ba'oznehem, so then maybe, if it's not, if you don't hear directly in the Ozen, maybe Hakel is different. That's what he discusses here in the Sefer. That Hakel, because my other page Reish Tzadivov in that Sefer, Parshas Hamelach, this fellow Rav Moshe Parnas writes that even though the Halachas Ketana says Shmiya al yidei acher is Shmiya for shofar and things like that, but maybe because the shofar doesn't say Bozneim, by Hakel it says Bozneim, so maybe if it's not Bozneim Mamish, then maybe it would be different. And then he quotes a whole discussion of machlokes between the tzemach tzedek, if a person has minimal hearing, what's the story? Is that considered like a cheresh or not? That's a whole discussion. Okay, but but what's interesting over here, and the Chasam Sofer speaks about this, is the idea of bringing the children. And we bring the children to Hakel. And normally the Chasam Sofer writes in the Drasha, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in the Magen Avraham, that you shouldn't bring children to the shul if they're going to make noise, because they're going to be mevalbel everybody. But here, the Torah Dafka says that you should bring the kids to Hakel. L'havi taf lebeis hamikdash. And the Torah, it's interesting that the Chazal were not as concerned of this, you know, that the kids are going to stare. And he says, what's the pshat? So he says, the Chasam Sofer says a fascinating idea. You know, the Gemara has a thing that usually, you know, if you have two people speaking at the same time, trei koli lo mishtamai, right? You can't hear two things at the same time. But if something is chaviv to you, if something is chaviv, then you'll make sure to hear. So he says like this. I'm quoting the Chasam Sofer. In the drushes, he says, in this world we don't get schar from mitzvahs, because schar from mitzvahs we get in the world to come. But you know what we get for in this world? The simcha that we have for that component we get in this world. That's what the pasuk says: Tachas Hashem Lavata, is Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levov. So the actual mitzvah itself, that's we're going to get schar in olam haba, but the thing surrounding the mitzvah. Like there's a famous Vilna Gaon that says that Hachana l'mitzvah. So what does it say by the Akedah? Yichayenu miyomayim. Because what it took 3 days, but in the third day they got to the site of the Akedah. So the Akedah itself was going to be the mitzvah. And what's Yomayim? Yomayim is the 2 days they were walking to the Akedah. So that Yichayenu, the Pasuk says in Hosea, Yichayenu miyomayim, that our sustenance in this world is going to come from those 2 days, because the Hachana, in other words, you're going to shake the lulav, and you're going to listen to the shofar, but you're going to go to buy a lulav and buy the dalet meat, etc. That hachana l'mitzvah, that you're going to get schar this world. Oh, so he says like this. So the same thing, the simcha, it's not the mitzvah itself, just like the hachana is not the mitzvah itself. But it's interesting. By one case, the Alter Rebbe says an unbelievable thing. He says, but there's one mitzvah, not one, but he says, when it comes to, and this is very relevant, when it comes to Shabbos, the hachana of Shabbos is a chiyuv mitzvah. It's not just hachana. It's a chiyuv mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara says in Kedushin, all the big Amoraim, all these big people, one of them was cooking the fish, and one of them was. It's a chovas haguf. Unbelievable. Everyone has to have a chelek in Hachana l'Shabbos. The Alter Rebbe writes that in the Kuntzes Achron. It's like a chovas haguf. It's just each one was, doing the thing that they were more, this one liked the fish, so he was preparing the fish, but it's a chovas haguf. For to be making. So getting back to the question. So how come when it comes to which we call it, when it comes to Hakel, we say we have the ketanim, and we're going to discuss which type of ketanim is referring to. Is it referring to ketanim that he gielachinuch, or even a newborn, you brought. So we'll see that in a second. But he says like this, that in this world, says the Chasam Soveh, we don't get schar for mitzvahs. For the simcha, what the Vilna Gaon says for the hachana of the mitzvah, you get schar. So he says like this, Racha Kadosh Baruch Hu Zachos Yisrael, Lachit Tzivu Lehem Lahavi Hataf, Lahoros Le'en Kol Shehem Mechav Natora, Shere Yehavu Yidatayi Gishomu, Yitein Lemachschar Tov Ba'amolam Ba'askamas Mid Sadin Shalomaro, Hayin Hataf Lama Kli Tein Schar Leviyem. In other words, because if you bring Tanim, so then in the Harami, it's not going to be so easy. You're going to have to pay extra attention. But that shows your chiba for the mitzvah. In other words, when Gemara says trei kolei lo mishtamai, when it's sometimes you can't hear, but if you really pay attention, so that kind of the Torah is saying, I want you to make it a little difficult, so but still you'll pay attention, then you'll get schar in this world for it. Then you'll get schar in this world for it to make that thing. But let me show you. There's another Chasam Sofer who quotes the Ramban. Let me tell you another point of this idea of what type of ketanim is it referring to? Because is it referring to ketanim shehigia l'chinuch, or is it referring to even ketanim that weren't higielachin. But the first thing he says is that you bring the ketanim to make it more difficult, so you'll show your chavivas hamitzvah, and then once you have the chavivas hamitzvah, we get schar in this world. Oh, so says the Ramban. He says when it says to bring the taf, ein el yom kei shaday. The Ramban says taf is referring to higielachinuch. That the ketanim that were brought Well, only ones that are Higil Achidu. So your 10-year-old, 11-year-old, place like that. But the newborns, the Ramban Shita is, were not ruined. That's what the Ramban says. But says the Chasam Sofer, he thinks not so simple. Because he says like this, if you look at the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? Hakel, and by the way, this we should have in mind, you know, when Sukkot is coming up and we do chinuch, that you, when you have a chinuch set for a kid, it has to be kosher. It doesn't have to be the most expensive thing. But you can't, chinuch, the Rishonim say, chinuch has to be with a kosher dollar meat. Again, it doesn't have to be the most expensive thing in the world, but it has to be kosher. You can't just say it's puzzle, etc. So the Chasam Sofer points out, it says, Hakel es ha'om, ha'anoshim, ha'anoshim, ha'taf. But that's in Pasuk Yud Beis. But then in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Uvneim asher lo yodu, yishmu v'lomdu. So what does it refer to, Uvneim asher lo yodu? So says the Chasam Sofer, he says he thinks Pshat is that there are two types. The first pasuk, where Anoshim Anoshim Ataf, is referring to ones that are Gil Chinuch. But then it says Vnei Asher Lo Yodu, that pasuk is referring to even Ktanik Tan. Wow. In other words, he says he agrees with the Ramban, but then disagrees. Whereas he says the two psukim, Anoshim Anoshim Ataf, and then, so some could learn the B'nai Mashal Lo Yodu is referring to the Taf above. He's saying, no, Anoshim Anoshim Ataf, that's the ones that Higiel Achinuch. But the ones that are Lo Higiel Achinuch, that's a B'nai Mashal Lo Yodu, you still bring them as well. And that's how the Chasam Sofer, you know. And there's a fascinating Yerushalmi. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi. It's in Yevamos, the first parak, Halacha Vav. It says in Yerushalmi, and this Chasam Sofer and the Meshech Chochma quote this Yerushalmi. Ra es Rabbi Yeshua v'kara olav miyoradeya zechor ani shehaisa imo. He says that someone said that they remember Rabbi Yeshua's mother would bring the crib to the Beis Medrash, so he should, so his ears should hear the Divrei Torah, even though obviously he didn't understand the word. He didn't understand the word. But his mother used to take him to the Beis Medrash, so he should hear Divrei Torah. So there's a fascinating Meshech Chochma. He says like this, that the Gemara says in Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph from page 31. He says, Maaseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Rokov Reb Lozer, Shaholchu Lahachbil Panei Reb Yeshua Bepkiin. They went to visit Reb, these Rabbanim went to visit Reb Yeshua. So Yeshua, Reb Yeshua said, "Machin Eshayah BeBeis HaMedrash Hayah." Nu, what's what did you learn today? What's the Chiddush of the Beis Medrash today? Amru lo Talmidcha Anu Mimecha Anu Shosim. We're your Talmidim. What do you mean? We're gonna tell you a Chiddush. He says, "Efshar." The base manager. So, what was the chiddush that they told over to Rabbi Yeshua? At first, they were hesitant. They didn't want to tell him. He says, "How could we? You're our Rebbe. We're going to tell you a chiddush." So he said, "No, tell me a chiddush. Tell me a chiddush." So he says, "The chiddush was that the pasuk in Hakel Asa'om Hanoshim Hanoshim Ataf Im Hanoshim Vayim Wilmo, the men are coming to learn." Noshim boz lishmoa. They're going to hear the taf lama boing. Why is the taf coming? He de litain schaile bevieha. So to mezaken the parents for bringing them. So so where did Rabbi Yeshua respond? Amalem margolis tova haisa b'yedchem. You had a beautiful jewel. In other words, you were hesitant to tell me the divrei Torah, the chiddush of the day, because you said I'm your rebbe. You're hesitant to tell. So he says, you had such a beautiful jewel, and you were gonna not tell me. Bikashtem la'avda b'medi. So you know what? So and you don't want to tell me. So the Meshech Chochma says an unbelievable thing. What does it mean la'avda b'medi? So literally la'avda b'medi means that you were hesitant to tell me. You're hesitant to tell me the Chiddush. But he says, no, it means something more than that. Because this idea was the story of my life, me many. Because this is what my mother, this is what I was told that my mother used to do to me, because he was the one. Maybe she was the one whose mother used to, the Yerushalmi says, used to bring him in a crib, in a crib to shul, to the Beis Medrash, so Divrei Torah should come into his ears. And that's the sod. So the Chasam Sofer says that, and the Chasam Sofer quotes this Gemara as well, but this is the idea that the Ramban says it's only Higilah Chinuch. But Chasam Sofer says, no, there are two psukim. There's the pasuk of Anoshim Ataf, and then the other pasuk, B'nei Yam lo you, lo you, lo, lo yodu. That's going on even little children were brought. And it's a big yisod on both sides. You know, Chinuch starts at a very young age, which children are very impressionable. And that's why it's, I always like to say over the Shulchan HaKadosh says, Shoftim v'shotrim titei lecha b'chol sha'arecha, which literally means that you're supposed to, what? You're supposed to have policemen at every opening of the city, every gate of the city, there's policemen. So the Shalom HaKadosh says, that's al derech hapshat. That al derech hamusar, it means that in our body, we have a lot of openings. Sha'arecha means shar haguf, the ears, the eyes, the nose, and we have to have a shofet, there was to discretion of what are we going to let in our mouths? What are we going to let in our ears? What are we going to let in our eyes? Because whatever we let in, that's going to change the inside of us. And therefore, it's so important when the Chazal tell us in the midst of Hakel that we take the children. And again, the Ramban Shita is only Higiyah L'chinuch, but Chasam Sofer says, Higiyah L'chinuch, that's one pasuk, but then there's another pasuk even lo Higiyah L'chinuch. But we want to put children at a very young age into a situation where they're going to be exposed to Kedusha. They're going to be exposed to Kedusha. And that's what the Shem Shmuel says, that Hakel was dafka at the end of the year. Because since what did they do in Shemitah year? They sat and learned. It was a koilel for everybody, right? There's a koilel, not just a Friday koilel. It was a koilel for the whole year, because no one could work. They weren't accountants and lawyers, and everyone was, it was an agricultural society. So if you can't work the land, there's nothing to do for the year. So after you spent a whole year of learning. So now you're a different person, and now when the king says the Divrei Torah, it's going to go right into the heart of the person. And he says the same thing is about the Yom Kippur. He says Yom Kippur, you have the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and every day of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, there's a covering over our hearts. Now, we want to be influenced. And we want to have an impression. But sometimes things cover them up. And every day of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, another layer is, says the Shem Yishmael, is uncovered. So once Once the 10th day, that's the panemius of the Adam, the 10th day Yom Kippur comes, the heart is open, ready to be influenced and ready in a good way and ready to be most impressionable. And that's the 10 Imke Halev. And that's so, because Rabbi Aaron, one of my Talmidim from Israel, Rabbi Aaron Astreich asked, Chor makes sense to do it at the beginning of the year, Shemitah, like the Eben Ezra said, because it's like a pep talk. Okay, you're going to spend the year learning, but no, we do it the opposite. So with Eben Ezra Shita is that Hakel was last year, the beginning of the Shemitah year. You look inside at Eben Ezra. He says just like it's interesting that Eben Ezra, Dr. Shiffman spoke about this, that by Yom HaShmini, Vayi b'yom hashmini, Kara Moshe. So most shitas hold that's referring to the 8th day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the 8th day means from Chav Gimel Adar till the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan. That was, but that's the simple shot. But Eben Ezra says no. Vayom hashmini means the 8th day of Nisan. Vayom hashmini. We hold Yom HaShmini means the 8th day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan because you counted 7 days from before when they started putting up the Mishkan, putting it up, taking it down, etc. But here too, the Eben Ezra has a unique, but that's what the Sheim Shmuel says, that we do it after the end of the year when we're going to be most impressionable and when the king, because, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Chagiga, he says that even the Kulanu Chachamim, we still have to come and hear Hakel. And Rabbi Zvul Chalapshlita said that if you look at the Lashon of Rambam, that even Kulanu Chachamim have to come, that's like the Lashon of what? Of the Haggadah. What's the idea? I quote this from Rabbi Chalap in my Haggadah Shel Pesach that I wrote in memory of my father. He said, what's the idea? Because some things, it's not just the knowledge, it's the experience. It's the chavaya, as we say. And that's what Hakel was about. As you want to bring your children to experiences that will be memorable experiences. Whether they're going to learn the actual book learning at that time, maybe not, but they're going to remember this, that the king was, they're going to remember that whole chaveya being there. And that's going to be, they're going to leave an indelible impression and that's the idea that, being on shul and on Yom Kippur, being certain, experiences. And it's also interesting that the Gemara says that not only a person has to be able to hear to be chayev in Hakel, but if you don't, if you're an Elaim, you're mute, you're also not chayev. Why? Isn't that a fascinating thing? Why? If you're mute, why should you be chayev? You'll be able to hear? Because part of the idea is that you should be able to tell it over afterwards. This is Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a whole sikha on this. In other words, a person's not going to be able to recount the experience to others later, then he's not chayiv in Hakalim. Laman yilmedu, the Gemara Darshan is laman yilamedu. That's not only yilmedu to learn, it means also because part of the experience is like you're going to be able to say, oh, I remember I was there at the time, and this is the way it was, and it was so exciting. And so, and the Elaim, a mute person, the Gemara says also would not be chayiv in Hakel. And so this is the year. In other words, we don't have, there were some people that used to do a Zecher Hakel and things like that, but the kids are. It's not the real thing, but we should learn some of these halachos. That's what his fellow Moshe Parnas wrote a whole sefer on Hilchas Hakel. So even though hopefully Eventually, we should come in our lifetime to be able to see the real thing, but at least we can get a glimpse, and of learning these halachas, that these are the impressionable encounters that we have. And I said there's a machlokes. The Tzemach Tzedek says that if you can't hear, in other words, if the Melech is speaking normal, if you can't hear him, you putter, and the chasam, because the what he says is oznehem. Moshe Parnas writes, so there's a special din of oznehem that you don't have. That's what this fellow writes from Moshe Parnas, that maybe even though the halachas ketanah says that shmiya al yedei dover acher is shmiya. So if you need something else, again, there's a question whether that applies to the modern technology of today, when it might be a different sound waves, might be different than your original sound waves, and some poskim don't like this idea of making havdalah on the phone and things like that. But nonetheless, when it comes to Hakel, it has this idea of Oznayim. And the Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne, of Chaim Yaakov Goldwacht, always used to speak about the Eved. A person is an Eved. So he wants to continue to be an Eved. So we make a hole in his ear. Why? Because one of the important parts of a human being is his ability to hear. If he hears, he can be changed. If you hear something, your person's impressionable. He has a koach hashmiya. But he says, but when you're an eved and you don't have, and your time is not your own, so then even if someone's going to tell you something, you're not going to necessarily be able to be mushpa by it, because your time is not your own. You can't make your own decisions, and you lost your koach hashmiya. So that's why the Rosh Hashiva would say that that's the idea, that they would make a hole in his ear, because he, by the fact that he wanted to continue to be an Eved, he loses that Koach HaShmiya, because physically he can hear, but it's not going to make an impression upon him, because a person hears Sichas Musar, he's, oh, now I'm going to change, I'm going to do something that I didn't do before. But that's because you're a free man. You have ability to say, okay, I'm going to learn more, I'm going to do more chesed, I'm going to do more things. But if you continue to be an eved, and you want to continue to be an eved, then you lost that ability to be mushba with the shmiya. So therefore, the Torah says the ratza adono v'sazno b'martzeya, because you lost that. And the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, if a person, if there's a nezek on a person, right? So you have to pay what the nezek is. But if you make somebody a cheresh, chayiv ben dmei kulo. It's like taking, you have to pay the whole person, because you took away the whole mahus of being, because hearing is such an important part of a part of a human being. That's the oznayim, that the hakel is bosnayim. And if he can't hear, he's not chayiv. And again, and if he can't speak, which is an even bigger chiddush, because speaking, you'd say, well, okay, I hear, I see everything, but I can't speak. No, but that's an integral part of the Torah, is being, and of the experience, to be able to say it over afterwards. And if an elam who can't say it over, this could be also be exempt from
Good
this
morning. 7:15.
Mitzvah as well. So this is the Rabbo said, this is the year. This is a, we will follow the Eben Ezra. So this is the year. So even if we're not going to have the, maybe we'll still be a Beis HaMikdash, or we'll be it, but even though we're not going to have that, it's interesting. And Hakel is the, Sukkos is the time. So interesting that they, normally you're not allowed to add anything to the Beis HaMikdash. But on Sukkos, they made a platform for, they made a balcony for the women, because the men came into this Ezra's Noshim during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So where are the women going to go? So then they had to put the woman upstairs. And that's the whole discussion of Moshe and the Samaritan of what is a mechitza and what are the standards of a mechitza. It's all based on that halacha. And this is also, they put a balcony, a platform for the king in the, in, you know, there's a whole discussion. How can you bring these things in, temporary things, et cetera. But this was the Hakelas Ha'om, and it's Noshim V'Taf. It's where else in the Torah do you see that the Torah says the Dafka want the children to be there? Okay, the Ramban says only children should be Elechinuch, but the Chasam Sofer says even the little newborns, because this is such a important thing to give a person a chizuk and to expose children and grandchildren to these experiences that are going to be able to, because that's what you who said, as one of the Rosh Hashivas, I think part of it said, not everyone's going to remember my shiurim, but they're going to remember certain life experiences that we had together, Chanukah Mesibah or something like that. Those things we always will take with the rest of our lives. So Be'ez Hashem, as we have this tekufa now of the Yom Ha'Noraim leading up to Sukkot, Matzah Maseinu, and it's a year of Hakel and this week's Parsha, so we should be able to latch on to all these times in life, the times of the yearly cycle of these Yom Tovim, to get inspired for the rest of the year.